Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Members of the House Homeland Security Committee voting overnight to move articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the full House floor. Republicans like Marjorie Taylor Greene claim it's because of border security.
The facts are the facts. Secretary Mayorkas is breaking the law.
Democrats like Dan Goldman say the charges are baseless.
All of your allegations are completely bogus, and they exclude the obvious and clear rebuttal points that undermine everything that you're trying to say.
Heads of big social media companies will be on Capitol Hill today. They'll be discussing the dangers of social media to kids. The White House signaling a decision has been made on retaliation for the killing of three U.S. service members and the wounding of dozens more in that attack by Iranian-based militia in Jordan. Federal Reserve wraps up its two-day meeting today. No one expects them to move on interest rates, but members could signal what they plan on doing during their March meeting. This is ABC News. Several teachers in Oklahoma are now facing the prospect of having to give back tens of thousands of dollars in hiring bonuses. State officials are now saying those bonuses were a mistake. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
The nine teachers got the bonuses through a recruitment program for hard-to-fill teacher positions. Christina Staldman says she was awarded the $50,000 and took home $29,000 after taxes, but she says the state now wants the full $50,000 back. Ryan Walters, the official behind the teacher recruitment program, has suggested the bonuses were given after the teachers misrepresented their experience. But lawmakers from both parties insist this was the state's mistake. They're threatening to take action unless those teachers get to keep the bonuses.
And this kind of snow is getting to be a little much, even for Anchorage, Alaska. So far this season, 100 inches has fallen, putting the city on track to break the all-time record. Some of it being put to good use, though. They have been able to build a snowman that's more than 20 feet tall. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democratic presidential candidate Dean Phillips wants the Wisconsin Supreme Court to order his name on the primary ballot in Wisconsin. Phillips wants a ruling by February 9th to be on the April 2nd ballot. There's concern artificial intelligence will undermine this year's elections. Rachel Ori is with the Bipartisan Policy Center. She says a robocall imitating President Biden urged people in New Hampshire not to vote in their recent primary.
Our bigger concern is what's known as a liar's dividend, that even when there are instances of generative AI being used to target voters with false information, they feed into this bigger risk that the presence of false information makes voters trust any information less.
Governor Evers and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss have both formed AI task forces. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Marquette makes it 5 in a row. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles beat a once-great Villanova team 85-80. Villanova has now lost 5 in a row, their longest losing streak in 13 years. The Golden Eagles now with a 5-game winning streak. Thanks to Tyler Kolick with a career-high 32 points. They play Saturday at Georgetown. Wisconsin is headed to Lincoln, Nebraska tomorrow night. The Badgers head coach Greg Gard says after a few days of rest, they now focus on the Cornhuskers.
Turn the page now quick to head on a road to a place that no Big Ten team has won yet. Obviously playing extremely well at home in Nebraska. And numbers, when you do the stat splits, are unbelievable of how much better they are at home. So had a good couple days off, which I thought were important for our guys on Saturday and Sunday, and then came back yesterday and started getting ready for Thursday night.
NBA, the Bucks' new head coach, Doc Rivers, says despite losing in Denver, the team showed him they can play on defense.
You know, the cat's out of the bag. They all proved they can do it.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little patchy fog this morning, then gradually becoming partly cloudy here as we head into the afternoon. High today, it's going to be mild, up to 45 for a high. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 28. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 41 on Friday. Partly cloudy with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
There's a whole lot more.
Brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
Always first with new music.
98Q Country.
Tree.
jaw in his jaw when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Looking back.
has got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got.
Country 46 is what you'll be feeling out there today. It's going to be a mild day around the Northwoods. And the sun, I'm telling you, today, tomorrow, and Friday, I think you'll be fairly happy with the amount of sunshine that you're going to see. I guess if we're going to be in no snow mode, let's at least get a little bit of sunshine. And we definitely have been overcast and cloudy here for a few weeks. So 46, a lot of sun today, 36 tomorrow, 40 on Friday.
A west to southwest wind today, it'll be about 7 to 17 miles an hour. And again, the extended forecast has temperatures pretty much above freezing right through Valentine's Day. Little or any snow at all. Rain, precipitation chances each day over the next 7 to 8 days, not more than 10%. Is what it is, huh? 46 again, our forecasted high today. If you have the itch to get out and take the dog out for a walk or whatever, today would be a pretty darn good day to do that. We have Reality Radio today. We've got several special guests coming in. We'll talk with John Carlson about a special fundraiser going on in Phillips. Oh, we got Craig from Bader Sports Center going to be stopping by to chat a little bit about Baders and the outdoors. What else we got here? I actually have the calendar in my studio now, so I can lean way over here and I can look. We'll see what else happens. Reality Radio comes up after 8 o'clock here this morning. Twice an hour, news and sports. Let's do that right now at 6:26.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Members of the House Homeland Security Committee voting overnight to move articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the full House floor. Republicans like Marjorie Taylor Greene claim it's because of border security.
The facts are the facts. Secretary Mayorkas is breaking the law.
Democrats like Dan Goldman say the charges are baseless.
All of your allegations are completely bogus, and they exclude the obvious and clear rebuttal points that undermine everything that you're trying to say.
Heads of big social media companies will be on Capitol Hill today. They'll be discussing the dangers of social media to kids. The White House signaling a decision has been made on retaliation for the killing of 3 U.S. service members and the wounding of dozens more in that attack by Iranian-based militia in Jordan. Federal Reserve wraps up its 2-day meeting today. No one expects them to move on interest rates, but members could signal what they plan on doing during their March meeting. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge has tossed a lawsuit challenging a handful of absentee ballot rules. The lawsuit was filed by the liberal Elias Law Group and argued that rules banning absentee ballot drop boxes and requirements for witness signatures created unnecessary barriers for voters. The judge dismissed some of the group's claims last week, and after saying they were not going to continue to challenge the rules, the judge dropped the case earlier today. A new study links racism online to higher rates of stress and suicide among black teenagers. Dr. Raquel Martin is a clinical psychologist. She says social media often amplifies what happens in everyday life.
Having social media provides you with an opportunity to see how people that look like you are being treated in their own city and state and country, and acknowledging the fact that that is not often good.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says suicide rates among black youth in the U.S. are rising faster than any other group. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Sunday, February 11th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Country Cafe in Fifield. It's the Fifield American Legion's annual Super Bowl breakfast. It's all you can eat, with adults getting in for $9 and children under 5 are free. Once again, that is Sunday, February 11th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Country Cafe for the Fifield American Legion's annual Super Bowl breakfast.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Marquette with a win on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a victory over Villanova. 85-80, the Golden Eagles now with a 5-game winning streak. Thanks to Tyler Kolick with a career-high 32 points. They play Saturday at Georgetown. Baseball, the Brewers general manager Matt Arnold says he's excited. They were able to sign first baseman Rhys Hoskins in free agency from the Phillies.
We couldn't be more thrilled to have Rhys here. And I think we talked about kind of over the course of the offseason, you know, this was the kind of player that we were looking for. You know, I mean, this is a guy that has a long track record of being a really, really good hitter. He's had some huge hits in really big games. That's what we're looking for.
NFL Packers defensive lineman Kenny Clark has been named to the Pro Bowl. I asked him, how could they have dominated the 49ers offense through 3.5 quarters and let the game slip away?
Yeah, I feel like we did that pretty much the whole game. The last, what, 6 minutes of the game. It's tough. It's tough.
It's the Packers' Kenny Clark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick. This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders like bacteria, pollen, and yes, germs with Navage Nasal Care. Navage flushes ultra-pure, refreshing saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out of the other nostril. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles, all the stuff that gets trapped in your nose, making you miserable. Don't get caught empty-handed this winter. Get Navage, the drug-free solution that helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. Even better, Navage is HSA FSA eligible, so Navage is a great way to spend those funds before they expire. Don't wait a minute longer. Buy Navage today and you'll breathe easier knowing you're putting your funds to good use. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little patchy fog this morning, then gradually becoming partly cloudy here as we head into the afternoon. High today, it's going to be mild, up to 45 for a high. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 28. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 41 on Friday. Partly cloudy with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
Feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him. And all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can curse my name, but baby, don't you lie. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking?
Online at 98QCountry.com.
had a patio with a view of a parking lot. It was 2 for 1 and 4 for 2, and Christmas lights in the middle of June all hung up like I was on you. I said, saying keep it down, but it's hard to unlock the door when you're making out. You know what I'm saying? You'd be saying that we gotta quit doing this, so why are you leaning in for one more kiss? And pretty soon you're sliding.
difference would it make? We don't cut.
Carly Pierce, and we don't even fight anymore. 98Q Country, 46 our high today, 30 right now, and the temperatures continue mild, close to or above 40 right through the weekend, all the way through pretty much all of next week. And it's just a kind of a surreal, I think it's a good word for it, just a surreal winter to think that it's February 1st tomorrow. We haven't had anything close to a snowstorm yet, not even close to it. And it's probably not going to happen. It's just not, unless something really changes in the weather pattern, there is no forecast for any significant snow until we get into the 10th, 9th, 10th of February. Then they're talking a little bit, but February usually is a month where you don't get a lot of snow. You usually get that earlier in January and then later in March. So we'll see. We'll see. The snowmobile grooming machines, I'm sure, are all maintained, ready to go. Had a lot of time to work on those, and you know, usually they've taken a pounding by now, but not this year. Your snowmobile should be, if your snowmobile is not running right now, you know, it's never going to, is what I'm saying. If you haven't gotten to it by now, you probably should just, you know, maybe think about moving on, because you've had all the time in the world to get that thing going. Problem is, you can't test run it a little. You can't test run. You can test run it, but you know, taking it across the yard and mowing the lawn with your snowmobile is probably not a good idea. All the news and sports, had a lot of area basketball, girls and boys around the area last night. We'll chat about that coming up in our 7 o'clock news and sports.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Give any room in your home a great new look with Dakota Shiplap from Menards. Hurry in while supplies last for a hot deal. An 8-foot homestead shiplap. Great for walls, trim, and more. Just $7.99 after rebate. Plus, update your kitchen with a Tuscany faucet in stainless or matte black finish with pull-down spout. Just $39.99 after $30 rebate. Price is good through February 4th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Get the appliances you need right away at Lowe's. Explore the largest assortment of brands you trust, like Whirlpool, Samsung, and LG, in-store or online at the best values. Plus, take advantage of our everyday financing offers on top items, from refrigerators to laundry pairs. And there's more. Get your new appliances delivered or installed quickly at your convenience. Because Lowe's knows appliances. Lowe's knows home improvement. Subject to credit approval.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
A little patchy fog this morning, then gradually becoming partly cloudy here as we head into the afternoon. High today, it's going to be mild, up to 45 for a high. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 28. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 41 on Friday. Partly cloudy with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Country.
Somebody
Q Country. You thought the last few days were mild. Hang on. Hang on to your boots because 46, 47, pretty common if you travel south of Park Falls today down into central Wisconsin. You're going to probably see some 50-degree temperatures down in that area. And not as mild tomorrow and Thursday, but still upper 30s and near 40. Into the low mid-40s again for the weekend. And the crazy mild winter continues here in Wisconsin. And I guess the Midwest, for the most part. News and sports to come. We're going to chat about a few local events during Reality Radio. Lots of information has been passed our way. And if your nonprofit has something going on, send us an email, wcqm@civicmedia.us. You know, take your camera out, take a picture of your poster, and send us an email, or just drop off a copy of the poster at the radio station. And we'd be happy to mention a few times your nonprofit group or organization's event that is going on. Ice fishing tournament starting to crank up a little bit here and there. Hey, Complete Rain Gutter Systems, Complete Rain Gutter Services, they've had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. You can visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote. Focus on the Family this morning is being brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Our culture teaches young people some confusing ideas about when romance steps over the line into something inappropriate. Let me give you one example, and you decide whether or not the man in this story behaved correctly. The man was interested in a female coworker who had been giving him the cold shoulder for months. One day, he found her alone and snuck up behind her. He took hold of her hand and caressed it without her permission. The woman told him to stop and backed away, but he refused to let go. Despite her protests, he backed her against the wall, leaned in, and kissed her. Well, what do you think? Was the man guilty of harassment? Before you answer, there's one last detail to consider. The interaction I described was a romantic scene between Han Solo and Princess Leia in The Empire Strikes Back. My guess is that you reacted negatively to the man's behavior, maybe until the last part, which gives you an idea of the confusion confronting young men and women today. The culture isn't consistent in its messaging about how men and women should interact with each other. The result is boundaries are getting blurred and bad things are happening. Since there's so much confusion in our culture, parents have to be clear. Give your children consistent messaging. Let your daughters know that they have the power to tell men exactly where their boundaries are, and that the men have the strength and the moral obligation to abide. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls, Park Pharmacy, can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy. You're a Health Mart pharmacy who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Taryn Spacek, the new owner of Spacek's Car Wash in Phillips, is running an automatic car wash special. Get $3 off the Ultimate Car Wash through February. The new soaps and polishes at Spacek's Car Wash are awesome for restoring your vehicle's shine. New features coming soon will include a credit card option for all bays. Thank you for doing business locally. Spacek's Car Wash. The road to clean starts there. Highway 13 in Phillips.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
On job sites, few things are more important than a solid work boot. At Boot Barn Work, we pride ourselves on knowing that no matter your trade, when there's hard work to be done, your boot should be built for non-stop protection and mobility. Thorogood checks all the boxes. Their Wear Anywhere boots are time-tested and crafted with the highest quality materials for relentless support. For job-fitted boots, Thorogood at Boot Barn Work.
A little patchy fog this morning, then gradually becoming partly cloudy here as we head into the afternoon. High today, it's going to be mild, up to 45 for a high. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 28. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 41 on Friday. Partly cloudy with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Today's hottest country.
Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Pictures on her phone. Tears in her eyes. Waterproof makeup ain't made for a breakup. On a Saturday night, then I say, how you been? Good, how about you? Funny how seeing you once after a few months gets you like that. Right back to telling folks you.